There it is.
There, I think.
Is this working?
Yeah. Okay, cool. Good afternoon, Outliers. How y'all doing? Hope you're having a fantastic Friday. I literally just got out of the shower, so what's up? Hope you're having a great day. I don't have a whole lot to chat about today. We did have a few emails go through yesterday on the Outlier team. We booted the scammer yesterday. Simon has found out a way to do a like a verified badge or something for just certain people. So we're gonna eventually figure that out. So nobody can ever try and spoof April again or any of the rest of our team. So that's to come on the Discord. The color coding, as far as I know, on the behavioral heat map should be coming out soon. The big 2.0 push actually comes out on March 11th. So in 2 weeks, the big 2.0 push comes out on March 11th. Now, I will actually be out that week, so you'll have to trade it without me. But Mark, Mahesh, April, and Simon, everybody's still going to be around, but I'm going to be on vacation. So that's where I'm going to be. Hola, ¿qué pasó, Rabbit? Donna, good afternoon. Leo, how you doing, bud? It's a good evening for you. The weekend has started. Man, that's what's up. Hey, Bahar. Hey, thanks for joining us in the Discord. Thanks for joining us here. We do this live every day, same time. So hope you can make it. And when y'all come live, it makes the product better every single day. I'm telling you that for sure. Okay, let's jump into our market analysis and we'll be on our way. Okay, there it goes. Welcome to the Outlier Trading Room. This is how to trade in only 10 minutes a day. Come on. And my computer's running a little bit slow. This is exactly how to take the guesswork out of trading. Now, I'm a partner with Outlier, and this is my style of trading by using Outlier. But there's always an opportunity every single day for you. Leo says, the MMFI is about to go up maybe next week. Yeah, dude. I think I mentioned that yesterday. It looks like it may have bottomed. It looks like it may have bottomed. Right, I'm not jumping yet, but this is still pointing down. But it looks like it may have bottomed, which is cool, right? That's what we want to see. We want to see a really, really strong trend right now. While the market's up at the moment, let me see who's making the market move today. Nvidia, oh, tech sector, semiconductors mostly, right? That's it. If you look across the market, it's concentrated in semiconductors. I bet if I go out to like the 1 month performance, pretty broad. Go to the 1 week performance. Yeah, it's really concentrated. This sector is pushing everything higher, right? That concerns me and has always concerned me to be so concentrated here. Additionally, there is a lot of billionaire selling going on right now. Warren Buffett sold some shares. The Walton family, who owns Walmart, sold a bunch of shares. Amazon CEO just sold a bunch of shares. JP Morgan CEO just sold a bunch of shares. I'm just saying, like, don't get too excited, right? There's a lot of unloading, and my macro perspective is not good. So while this does push higher, don't FOMO into this market, my friend. But still, there could be opportunities if this does decide to turn around. Hey, Jean-Louis. Hey, he changed his handle. Bluefin Trader. Chris, I can't wait to see 2.0. Yeah, dude. I can do a little preview on 2.0. Now, it's not up to date on the signal. Like, it's not got today's data yet. It's still at the end of 2023. But there are some, like, decent UI changes. Okay, here we go. The biggest UI change you're going to notice, dev is slow. So keep that in mind as we're going here. The biggest UI change you're going to notice is right here. In fact, let's do a side-by-side with SPY. See this little icon? That's your sell icon. See this little icon? That's your buy icon. Now, the reason we changed the way that those look is if you go over here to the production model, right, and you hover, it blocks a lot of information. In fact, this isn't the best one, but there have been times where I've gotten kind of frustrated because, like, the cursor covers up like more, I mean, if you're trying to look at that chart, right, that takes up like 2 whole weeks of candles. And then some of them, like this block right here, this gray block that tells you the price and such, there are times where that covers up just like that, right? Like, it's really hard to use when it does that. So we're trying to make that better by putting these little icons right here, which are concentrated on that one spot. And then if you look across the top up here, it actually tells you the data, right? So bam, signal, sell. And then no signal on these. Follow along in this top bar right here. Go a little bit further, signal, buy. Go a little bit further, signal, sell. So that's pretty cool. Now, one thing you will notice here are these big green blocks, the big red blocks, the big overlays. That is, we've always had overlays. Let me go to a different one real quick. We've always had overlays, but they're a little bit simplified now, right? So here we have red, yellow, and green. And you'll notice that like the width of these overlays is a lot larger than these, right? That's a really good example here. In fact, let me see if I can get CPRT. This is Dev. This is going to take a minute. Talk amongst yourselves. Bahar says, on Outlier, when it says sell, is that an indication to short? Or should I just think about a place or to close my position? Oh, my dude. I lost so much money because I did not realize the exact question that you just asked. Now, it took me 3 or 4 months to figure that out. When it says sell while the stock is trending up, that is a sell to close. When it says sell when the stock is trending down, that is a sell to open. I lost a shitload of money. I'm telling you, last year, up to July, when the light bulb went off and I'm like, oh, not every sell signal is a sell to go short. It's a sell to close. So I'm really glad you asked that question. A sell in an uptrend is a sell to cash. Close the trade. A sell signal in a downtrend is a sell to open. Buy puts, go short, etc. At least that's how I trade it. Really, really, really good question. It's 4 a.m. Good gravy. What are you doing up? Love the dedication. Rabbi, awesome. Thanks for this great input. Awesome. Okay, let's go back over here. So CPRT, so this is dev, this is production. Like I say, actually, is this up to date? March 1st. Hey, this is up to date. Mahesh told me it'd be a while. Okay, this is as of today. Cool. Now, one thing that Mark and Mahesh were telling me is when you get the green signals, here's a perfect example, a green buy signal inside of the green overlay, so uptrend overlay, that is considered a strong buy. Strong buy, meaning, hey, we really like this trade. And looking at that, this is the only one in this 6 month period. If you see a red sell signal inside of a green overlay, that is a weak sell. That is an absolutely do not go short here. That is a sell to close. Does that make sense? So that kind of goes back to Bahar's question right there. And that's a little bit more, well, I shouldn't say a little bit more. That's a lot clearer to me than the 1.0 style. So that's pretty cool. What else is new? Somebody asked, I think it was Bahar, asked about this blue line right here. That is the, what is that called? Oscillator. What is the oscillator name? Hang on. The name of it eludes me. Price trajectory oscillator. That is, honest to goodness, Bahar, like the biggest thing on this platform, followed second by behavioral heat map. So while it looks like a moving average, it's not. It's an indication of trend, as Mark explained inside the Discord. That's a price trajectory oscillator. It's prediction of near-term price action based on the behavioral data. Yeah, this is gold, right? When you see it pointing up, that is what you want to see. If you see it pointing down, you don't want to be buying that stock, and vice versa. Let's go to the SPY. I'm curious what the SPY says. Because we got a sell signal on the SPY a week or two ago. This is still in dev. It's flat-ish. And if you ever are looking at this, Mark and Mahesh were telling me that if this ever looks flat to you and you're like, man, what is that? Is that up or down? Hit the max view. Hit the max view, and it should be a lot more easy to identify, right? So here it looks like it's peaked and starting to come back down, right? So while in the 6-month time frame, it looks pretty flat. If you zoom out to max, you can see it actually is starting to curl back down, which is why we got that sell signal there. So yeah, there you go. Now, let's jump into here. This is my style of trading using Outlier. It always starts with the market. I want to see the 10 over the 20 with the price over the 50 on the S&P 500. Boom, boom, boom. It continues to push higher. Don't bet against this trend. MMFI, this is market breadth. Market breadth has been trending down for weeks, months at this point. We're in March now. Happy March. It's been trending down for weeks. However, it may have bottomed. It may have bottomed here. We'll see. When they both align, that is when Chris goes long or short. But until that point, Chris don't trade. Okay? So that's just the way that I do it. That's the way that I was taught by the market wizards. And so today is a transition day for me. However, we got to roll our, not roll our chops. What is the word I'm thinking of? Do we got to do our drills? Like if we were to put on a trade. So the first thing we do before I ever add a new trade is look at my existing trades. And am I going to get out? That's the question to ask. So the trade we're following today is CPRT. Now, I don't trade during the day unless it's an emergency exit. This is why. This is why. Right? It can have a huge sell-off in the morning, and then it's spent the rest of the day going up. I don't even care. I've not even looked at it. Unless it's an emergency exit, I don't even look at it. I don't make my choices at all until the end of the day. As you can see right now, it's doing all right. It's up from the...
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The entry point, about 83 basis points, 44 cents. Eh, small winner. So let's see if it hits any of our exit points. It's not hitting a 10 EMA. It's not hitting a half ATR. And it's definitely not closing below the prior day's low, right? 10 EMA is down here, half EMA, or half ATR, and the yesterday's low is there. So not even close. Now, a sell, what is the word I'm thinking of? Sell into strength. I like to look at order blocks or the color coding inside of Outlier. We don't have any order blocks in our way at all. Doesn't look like there's anything up there. So we're good. Looks like I have some previous notes up here. Actually, hang on just a second. Yes. Okay, cool. Trend Spider erased my favorite colors, and I could not figure out what blue that was earlier, and I just settled on this one. And now that I've got it back, I feel so much better. Thank you. All is right in the world. Okay. I don't know if you're like that, but sometimes I am. I'm really pedantic on little things like that. Okay. So back to this. We're not having to have any stop out points, but maybe looking to close from a selling into strength. So CPRT in the 1.0 and to the 2.0. Oh, that's SP 500. We got this color right here, which is the 88D4B0 right there. Now, like I say, this should have an update. Hopefully this comes out in the update next week where it says like across the top bars up here. Hopefully it'll say something like behavioral heat map green number 4. Or whatever the case is. That would be cool. Oh, there's a new dragging tool. That's fun. Oh, I like that. Look how it changes. Cool, I just discovered something. Ooh, I like that. Cool, all right. Sorry, quit playing around, Chris. So that is an exit point for me. A long exit, 88D4B0. So I would go and I would exit right here. So let's say that we made 44 cents on it. I don't remember exactly what the option price was, but yesterday we pulled about a $2 winner, and today we pulled a $2, a 40 cent winner So you add that up, that's $2.40. The lifetime price of 240, the lifetime price of Outlier is currently $79, right? So yeah, you just bought three lifetimes with that. Yeah. So that's pretty cool, right? So within just a moment, within two itsy bitsy little trades with one single contract, you could have paid for three lifetime values of Outlier. Now, the lifetime value does go away next month in April. So we are actively planning on migrating that to a monthly subscription service. So you guys are ahead of the curve. But yeah, I mean, it's just that quick. You can make like great gains just like that. Nathan, what's up, dude? All right, so CPRT would be closed. So the next step here is to grab the Outlier data. I have not looked at this yet. I'm curious if the watch list and the dev is updating, just like the watch list in the production. Okay, there's production. There's 18 names. Copy these. I just drop them into a spreadsheet. And then I copy that. And I go back to TrendSpider. Oh, speaking of, I talked to TrendSpider yesterday because somebody mentioned that there was nowhere to put in that discount code if you want TrendSpider. And they said because they're having a sale right now that there's not a box for the discount code. But once the sale is over, that discount code is back. So I don't know. Go with whatever makes you pay the least amount of money. That's how I look at it. So hope that helps. All right. So of our 18 names, I'm going to refresh that one more time. I think only seven came through. So we're going to do a back test real quick on that. And we're going to do a multi-symbol back test, which is super cool. Strategy tester, variance explorer. And it takes me just a minute because I have to do this manually. I can't copy and paste in what I need to, which is a bit frustrating. So we're going to do ENS, BPMC, BRIE, FELE, ITGR, RGA, and SSTK. Now, I may have got ahead of myself. Right. So we ran the scanners, made sure the price was in the direction of the trend. I need to update the slide. I know. Shut up. We're doing our back testing right here. Compute. Okay, cool. This is why we do this, right? So we can have vastly different results when the stock sets up here on the chart. When the stock sets up on the chart, that's all we're looking for here. And the stock sets up an outlier. It doesn't always guarantee a positive expectancy. There's only three with positive expectancy here. So B and S. We did the TrendSpider back test. Let's do the outlier signals back test for B and S. Oh, check it out. The dev actually has 24 versus 18 on the production. Whoa. Well, that's cool. All right. B and S. Leo, would you have a list of favorite stocks with high open interest and a tight spread? I don't necessarily have one. A good way to get a list of that is to go here onto bar chart, go to options, go to bar chart, just reloaded. Hang on. Most active options. That would be your list right there. And of course, that's like updated every day. So I would go with that. Closey. Back to here. Close that one. Positive expectancy, BNS, 47.22. Positive expectancy in TrendSpider, 36.8. So I have no reason not to pursue this. So let's keep going. Start with the highest backtest and work down. I like to see 21 days to expiration, 250 plus open interest, less than 50 cent bid ask spread, less than 20% extrinsic value, and it's usually around 80 delta. So let's go to BNS. All right, 14 days or 49. I'll go 14. 14 is probably the lowest I'd want to go. You've got this one here that is 60 cents wide, but it has two, nearly 3,000 open interest. I love that. 87 delta. Extrinsic is less than 5% of that. 15 cents over $4. Yeah, less than 5%, so 3.75%. I have an issue, though, with how wide this is. I don't like that. Why would I not like that? From $3.40 to $4. If I have to buy on the ask, so $4, and I have to sell on the bid, $3.40, that's 60 cents. And I divide that by the $4 I just paid for it, that's a 15% spread. I really don't like that. I would try and get this at mid price, maybe 370, 375. I would not, in any circumstance, pay $4 for this. That spread's really wide with a lot of open interest and a small stock price. So if I were to take that, I would really focus in on trying to get to mid price. Let's go to the next one, because I don't love that. I don't love that one. ITGR. Ooh, 73%. That's a good one. Okay, let's go to ITGR. 14 days is fine. Nobody's home. Let's go to the next one. Oh, definitely nobody's home. There's only one open interest out there. So we wouldn't take that. Eric. I don't know how many Erics you know in your life. Yeah, let me know how many Erics you know in your life. I know two Erics. I know Eric Cartman. And then my ex-brother-in-law, who's an ex for a reason. His name was Eric. I didn't like him. He sold cars. And I really love smart people. I consider myself smart. My wife was valedictorian of her high school. I actually really love smart people. And I remember him telling me one day, Eric, he said, because he sold cars, he's like, man, I hate smart people. I hate people who come in who know their credit score. I hate people who like know how much things cost. Like, they're the worst to take advantage of. And I'm like, ugh, what a scumbag. Ugh, get out of my life. So yeah, my sister-in-law divorced him. Thank goodness. Yeah, I don't have anything for this. No way. I'm not trading Eric either. Nobody's home. Wait a minute. Did I just lie? Yeah, nobody was home here. However, if I go here. Wait, why is this pulling through? This should not have pulled through. Eric's only a $5 stock. I am an elitist. And it's E-R-I-E. That was the problem. I'm an elitist, and I only trade stocks that are above $20. If your stock is not $20 or more, I don't even want to look at you. It's E-R-I-E. No, stop it. It's not Eric. It's E-R-I-E. There we go. All right, let's take a look. Nobody's home. Let's go to this one. Nobody's home. Okay, well, I would not put on any trades today. Why? We had an opportunity with BNS. But BNS, the spread was too wide. I'm not taking that. No way. I'm not losing 15% on the spread. And that was the only one that was even close. So here's the thing, right? You don't have to trade every day. Clearly, I'm not. And even when things set up, you still don't have to trade them, right? Only take opportunities that really nail your style of trading. And if they don't, just let them go. So that's going to be it for today. Thank you all so much for coming to today's live stream. Of course, we will be back next week. Like I say, the big upgrade, the 2.0 upgrade, is coming out on March 11th. And we can do more of this side by side every day until that point to get y'all all excited about it, because I know I am. Have a incredible weekend. I hope your weekend is full of happiness and blessings and great times with your family. And I'll see you on Monday. Talk soon.